Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, 4th of July edition, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing, Paul Pistole?
God bless America.
You, from your lips to God's ears. And we're also joined by our good buddy, John Peters. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good. It's 4th of July. It's our country's birthday, so we figured we'd do a show about alcohol.
I like that.
Yeah, well, if we were all at the parks today, what park would we all be at? Don't jump in at once.
Yeah, I would be at Epcot myself.
We would all be at Epcot. So that's why. I mean, these guys act like it's a trick question. They know what we're doing for the show today. So I like even give them a softball, and he still has to decide then.
If the Hall of Presidents is open, I'd head over to the Magic Kingdom and hit Liberty Square real quick and then head over to Epcot. So, but
there you go.
It's not even open right now, so you can't even do that. So
no, but what we're going to do is we're going to do how we would have our drinks around the world, cover some of the drinks at all the different pavilions, some of our favorites, some that we want to try, some that we're looking forward to having on our next trip. So we just figured we just covered our favorite pavilions at World Showcase, and we figured we'd continue the World Showcase tour with talking about some of the adult beverages throughout the World Showcase.
My kind of topic.
Cheers. Yes.
Yeah, none of us three, though, will ever be on one of those drinking teams. We're too old for that.
right, yeah.
Too old, and by this time I have a little too much intelligence. I don't need to feel like that the next day.
Yeah, so. I don't have the stamina for that. I'd need 3 weeks to recover after something like that.
Yeah, I'm a three-beer kind of guy. Whenever I go to reach for the fourth, I say, nah, this ain't going to happen because it's not going to end well.
Right, or you gotta, you know, pace yourself and work some food in there. If you do that, you can last a little longer. Like, you know, when you're a little younger, you think you can drink the world dry in a couple hours.
Believe me,
it never
I
works
I did.
Out that way.
I thought I did a few times.
Oh yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, my liver was running for the door. I had to reach out and catch it.
Yeah.
Get back here! I'm not done with you yet. But no, I mean, like you're saying, then, like what I'm saying is like three beers with like dinner or after dinner, you know, at night, that's my limit. Like there's been, don't get me wrong, days when what we're doing now at World Showcase, you grab a beer around noon with lunch, then 2 o'clock you might grab another one. So you might have four or five if you stretch it out through the day. It's not a big deal. It's just in consecutive rotation, three's my limit. I need to walk it off for a little bit before I go to another one.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes at night, you know, get back to the hotel or the hotel bar or something, I might have a few. When, you know I don't have to do anything, no strenuous lifting or answering any difficult questions or anything like that. But, other than that, pretty much in your line of thinking.
Yeah, usually even when I do that, if I plop my butt down at Muddy Rivers, Laguna Bar, even when I was hanging out with you guys, I don't think I ever passed three.
Yeah, I wasn't counting, so I'll take your word for it.
No, well, actually, I don't think with you guys I passed two because I knew I had to drive back to All Stars.
Yeah, that's right. It's a straight shot.
Yeah, but it's still, you don't take that chance, you know. You
don't. No.
The way I always look at it is, I'm fine with two. I'm fine with three usually. I know better. But you don't trust the guy. You might feel fine, but you don't trust the guy that bumps into you from behind.
Yep.
Or, you know, exactly. Somebody's on texting and takes their foot off the brake and hits you, then it's on you. So you can't even go there. That happens more than not now. That is added right. Another one of those little fender bender categories with the texting.
Doug, it's funny you say that. Yesterday, my wife and I took a trip up north to the outlet mall. And so all of a sudden, it's 70 miles an hour, main highway, we're going. And all of a sudden, this car in front of me slows down to about 50. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And sure enough, I put my left blinker on, go to the passing lane, look over, and this woman has her, big giant, it looks like an iPad, up, holding it to it, literally texting in the middle of a four-lane highway. Oh, that gets me so mad. I know exactly what you mean, and I know we've all heard this, that that's probably more dangerous than driving impaired.
Uh-huh.
Texting. You're more engrossed in that, but how people can do that is just beyond me.
That's funny, Dan. I was on the phone with John yesterday, and the same thing happened to me.
You were texting?
No, I wasn't texting, but the guy in the car next to me was, and I was getting over to get in the middle lane to go by somebody, and all of a sudden he did the drift, and I had to lay on the horn.
Oh.
He was on his phone looking at something and drifted into my lane. Luckily, I was only halfway there, so I came back to the original lane I was in. So then he keeps going, and I got alongside him. I told him he's number one. And
yep. Go figure.
And I kept going. But the point is, what is wrong with you, man?
Oh, there's nothing. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say what I see all the time on, especially on the way home from Sarasota. I've got, a 90-mile drive. And like Dennis, somebody be doing 75 miles an hour. I'll be following them. And then all of a sudden, they'll hit the brakes and slow down to 50. And I'll have to.
Yep.
And my truck doesn't pass as easy as other vehicles do. So, it's a kind of a job to get over, to get up to speed. And then I'll finally get past them. And then all of a sudden, that text will be done. That guy will get back into fast lane, take off again, pass me. And then 3 minutes later, he slows down again. I have to do all the work all over again to get past him. And I've done that probably, five times with different cars on the way home. And good God, can you just call him and talk to him? Would you please?
You must see that on a daily basis, John, as much as you're on the highway and stuff.
Oh, constantly. It's amazing. I mean, I always assume that I'm the best driver in the world, and I have to defend myself against every other idiot out there is how
that,
I drive.
That cracks me up. My best friend Billy, who's no longer with me, with us, his mom, because we grew up, we were inseparable as kids, and we both got our – it was so funny because he failed his – because he broke my stones because he was 1 week older than me. He broke my stones constantly when our birthdays are coming up about him driving. And don't the idiot fail the driver's test, right? I love you, Bill, but he failed the driver's. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He's in my office, and I know he's staring at me cross-eyed for picking on him. But he failed his driver's test, so we both got our license the exact same day because we went back and took the test again because he was scheduled. Actually, it was so funny. At the motor vehicle department at the same time, I was scheduled to get mine the following week. So my mother took us both. And then we had to both go. I end up getting my driver's because my name is before his. My schedule came before his to get my road test. So I actually technically got my license. I got it a couple days before he did. So I still remember riding with his mom. And his mom was a wonderful woman, but she didn't have it all upstairs. She was like a little flighty.
Yeah.
And she was teaching us how to drive the one day, and I'm in the back seat. She goes, "They're the enemy. I'm telling you, they're all the enemy. see him. They're all the enemy." And she would come, but the way she would do it would crack you up. You see that guy? You don't know him. He looks like he's driving well, but he could become the enemy. She would kind of. We got out of the car like we just got enlisted into the army. But it was funny, man. But that story, John, you just said, that reminded me of being a kid and being told we were the enemy. It got him so scared he would drive on the shoulder line when he first started driving. He's afraid of the middle now. I'm like, "Yo, Bill, get off the shoulder of the road, please." But no, it was funny.
It kind of reminds me, too, of the George Carlin bit. You know, anybody that passes you is a maniac, and anybody that's going slower than you is, I forget what the other thing is.
But knucklehead or whatever.
Yeah. There's a funny skit. I used to laugh at that because it's so true, right? When anybody that passes you on the road is automatically a maniac. But if you pass somebody, it's all good, you know?
Oh, well, you're 100% right.
Why are you driving so slow? Why are you driving so fast?
The porch is never just right, you know what I'm saying?
But when you're doing
80 and somebody blows by you doing 90, it kind of does freak you out a little bit. Enough is enough already.
I just say I hope I see him wrapped around a tree somewhere up ahead. I'll just go on by.
Oh, stop. You don't want that happening to anybody. I know you don't.
If they're going 90 and when it's snowing out, you ever see that? Oh, because if four-wheel drive, they think they can just go 90.
Yeah, they don't realize it's not the hard part. The hard part isn't going fast. The hard part's stopping, knucklehead.
Yes. Exactly. No. You're like a hockey puck with one of those things.
See, Judy, Dennis is not the voice of reason. Always.
Always obey the speed limit. Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Our afternoon thunderstorms, all of a sudden, everybody forgets how to drive in the rain. It happens every afternoon, folks. You know, it rains every afternoon. You don't have to, if the speed limit's 70 miles an hour, you want to slow down to 60 or 65, that's fine because it's raining, maybe even a little slower than that. But you don't need to do 35. And if you're going to do 35, just decide you're too old to be driving anymore and get off the road.
Exactly. Yes.
No, well, that's more dangerous, and let's get into our episode. But I swear to goodness, the slow driving a lot of times more dangerous than the fast.
Because you guys know
there's a minimum speed limit. You get a ticket for going 45 on a main thoroughfare.
Yeah, and that's what happens because I seen it a few months ago. I was headed up north, and a truck gets out of the lane really quick, and the car following him didn't realize why he switched lanes because the car in front of him was doing like, dude, all I seen was smoke. Because the tractor trailer was actually, the guy behind the tractor trailer didn't know that there was a car coming because the view was blocked. So he switched lanes and then left him in this person doing, like Dennis was saying, 40 mile an hour in the right lane. I thought they hit. I mean, the dude hit this, he smoked the tires and then cut it left and switched lanes. And I was applauding him in my car watching this whole thing. So anyway, be safe out there, guys, on the 4th of July. Be careful, be safe. Get home safe to your families and stay away from the fireworks. You know, I mean, it's just not, you're not, no, don't do it is all I'm saying. Don't do it.
Right.
There's no need
for
it.
They got paid professionals to do that. There's plenty of fireworks around your local towns and cities and Disney World and all that good stuff. So you don't need to put your own on.
Yeah,
you're an amateur anyways.
Yeah, turn on the TV and watch it. There's for the way I look at the fireworks is, especially when you do them at home, for the half hour, 40 minutes or 20 minutes of enjoyment could be the rest of your life of pain.
Yes. Or fingerless.
I don't think that weighs equally. If that makes sense to you. It's just not one of those things you need to do. I know you'll have the idiots that tell you, well, driving a car is more dangerous and more people get hurt. No, but you have to drive. I don't have to blow up fireworks. But you know what I'm saying when the people justify it? They'll say more people have accidents. Cars are more dangerous than fireworks. More people get hurt per year in cars than fireworks. But no, we have to drive. So I don't want to hear that logic.
There you go.
So be safe.
And get off my lawn. Now on with the show.
So John, tell us about the article you wrote for our website. It's all in WDW and John. See, you got me all messed up for Bob over at our website.
Yeah, it should be coming out probably within a week or two. I did a blog for our site about the every country has a beer option, and I picked my favorite beer out of every country and put them up as to which one I would grab if given the choice. Although there are a couple of countries I would just skip altogether. I don't need to grab a beer from there. It's just not a very good option regardless. And I instead of like getting a beer maybe from China, if I really wanted to have 11 beers, which is a bit excessive, but if you really wanted to, I'd get two in England instead of one in China. So, but
the idea is to drink around the world. Now let me put it this way. You have had a beer from every country.
Oh, absolutely.
So don't tell me not to.
Okay, then.
Don't tread on me.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, that beer you drank the other day, John, I don't want to get into it. I wouldn't touch it if it was the world's best beer on the planet.
Oh,
I told you it was disgusting label, didn't I? Yeah, it was pretty sick.
So. Like, how do you even swallow that beer?
I poured it in a glass and threw the can away, so I wouldn't look at it. So.
Dude, I would just dream that that was in the can. I think that was part of the hops and barley of that can.
Yeah. God. That was pretty disgusting.
No doubt about it. But, you know, everybody has different taste or whatever. So, I mean, I think I've had a beer from every country. What about you, Dan?
No, I used to be a big beer drinker, and then midlife or whatever you want to call it, I switched over to wine. And I, not that I was a wine connoisseur, but I would prefer wine to beer. When I started going to Disney World, I wasn't doing beers, so I haven't had a beer from every country, but I've had beers from the good countries, or at least the good beer countries as I see them, such as.
Yeah, the reason I can say that is because we've had dinner at every, you know what I mean, every wine, and every dinner I've had a beer, right? I've just started drinking wine over the past year or so, and I don't drink it. I enjoy the red Moscato I drink, just because it's red wine, it's good for you, and I can actually drink it. I've grown to like that a little bit. Like, if it's between that and a beer, I'm going to go a beer every time, but it's nice for me, for my heart and all, to have a few glasses of wine a week. You know what I mean? So I drink it. But I'm not a winey. I like my beer, and that's why I've had a beer at every one of the pavilions. But I'm sure you've had a drink at almost every pavilion, haven't you?
Yeah, of course.
So, John, don't tell everybody that it's just not your preference. Don't say it's not good, because you'll be offending people. We don't like to offend anybody on this show.
Well, if somebody's favorite beer is Tsingtao from China, hey, more power to you.
We have some Chinese listeners on this show, John.
And I bet you they're going to tell you that their favorite beer is not Tsingtao.
You know how our taste buds are different, John. There are certain beers that you drink that I couldn't do it. Not because of the can or the label. That one there, I wish we could send that one out, but it is not friendly for the show.
No.
I don't even know if I want to mention you. I don't even want to mention the name, because I don't want them to even associate that beer with our show.
Don't give them any publicity.
No, it's no Victory. Speaking of beer, I'm going out today. That Victory Homegrown is out today.
Oh, yeah. They released it on the 4th, huh?
Well, they released it on the 3rd for the 4th of July celebration, so it came out yesterday. So I'm looking forward to it says an American lager, homegrown American lager. So I think today's the perfect day to try that if I can get my hands on it.
Yeah, nice day for it.
So do you want to start off how you started with the article, John?
Well, it depends. I mean, do you want me to list the different ones I did, or do you just want to walk around World Showcase? We could start in Canada or in Mexico and just talk about the different options available there.
Okay, let me ask you guys. Which way do you guys go around World Showcase? Where do you go first? I always go counterclockwise. I rarely ever go clockwise. I always start at Canada.
I do the same thing.
Me too, Canada.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with half the time we're coming into the International Gateway, so...
Yeah, with me, even when we go up, because it's weird, like, we always, and not weird, but usually the way we tour Epcot is we usually have a Soarin' or a Test Track Fast Pass for the morning. So we go in through World Showcase and go to Soarin', and then when we after the World Showcase opens again, we always go Canada. We never go, rarely do we go, I bet if we've done it 100 times, we started the other way maybe 5 times.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I've done it is if maybe I wanted to get to a particular booth during food and wine, and, you know, it was obviously down the Mexico way or down on that side of World Showcase. But if it's just a normal touring day where I have no real plan or no place to be at any particular time, I'll always gravitate towards Canada with the smell of the filet wafting down from that way.
No, I hear you. You can never go wrong with a filet and a Molson Canadian or a Moosehead.
No, not at all.
Good, Johnny. Start us off at Canada then.
All right. So if you're heading to Canada, then – you've got just one, actually two different options now. Is you head into there, if you want dinner, of course, you can go over to Le Cellier. They would have your Molson and your, I think, Labatt and the Moosehead all for dinner, too, in addition to the Unibrow beers, which are the Le Fin de Mon and the Trois Pistoles, and I think they have the Green Apple one that you can get with the beer flight. But if you're not going to dinner, your only option in Canada is the beer cart, beer popcorn stand outside. And there they have, what do they have there? The Molson and the Moosehead, right, Doug? And then, of course, my favorite, the Le Fin de Mon, which is probably my absolute favorite in all of Walt Disney World. So that's what I'd be grabbing.
Well, the sad part is the last couple times there, they haven't had the Molson Canadian. They just have the Moosehead. Oh, and you, they always used to have the Molson Canadian. I remember years ago I could buy it. The other cart, don't you remember there used to be another cart more towards World Showcase? I mean, more towards the Lagoon.
Yeah, on the other side. There
yes,
was.
And they
there
used
was.
To, that's where I could get my Molson Canadian. You can get it like the bottle, and they would pour it into the glass for you.
Yep, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
there was a. There used to be a stand over there that served. They had some kind of a pastry treat, too, that everybody...
Yeah, I think there was a beaver tail.
Beaver
tail?
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right, John.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why they took that card out. I mean, that's where I always went. Until I got the Le Fin de Mon, I never bought a beer back in that corner.
There for a while, and they may do it again, I don't know, but upstairs in the back of the gift shop, they had an ice chest set up, and they had, I think when I went in there, they had the Chambly from Unibrow. They had, they might have had Molson, and I think they had Moosehead up there, and they were in bottles and on ice. But that was, I only saw that for about a month and a half. But they bring those little beer stands in and take them back out, bring them in to different countries and take them back out. So that's always a hit or miss on whether or not that's going to be there.
No, I mean, Dan, what do you like? Do you ever get a Moosehead over there? Or
if I'm just grab and go Canada, as far all the times I can remember, it's a Moosehead for me. I mean, I probably got Molson, like you're saying, when that other cart was open years ago when I first started going. But if I, last 5 years, say, or whatever, if I grabbed a beer there, it was definitely a Moosehead.
Yeah, I wonder if they took that cart away, because they did put they have the Joffrey's cart there in Canada. I wonder if that's the reason why they removed the other cart.
Yeah, you never know. And I was going to ask that, not that we would know, but just, I wonder what impacts them taking the carts in and pulling them out, whether it's, previous sales or, sales are down or up or, guest traffic is higher or lower and they're trying to get more money. Just, it makes you wonder why they would, take them out and put them in like that.
Yeah, because they have some nice specialty cocktails over here from Joffrey's. I mean, you can get your normal coffees and lattes, but they have a tea breeze. It's a freshly brewed tea and lemonade topped with vodka. It's basically an Arnold Palmer with vodka on top of it. I mean, that would be refreshing.
Yeah. I've never had a drink from the Joffrey's cart, but I've seen people order them and, overheard them being in line, and they do sound good, but it's just not something that comes to mind when I'm cruising around World Showcase.
Well, you should try, and I tried this over at, I think it was at the Magic Kingdom on the last trip. It was the Shaken Jamaican. It's a dude, and I think you would really like this because you love your iced coffee.
Yeah.
It's our signature frozen cappuccino with Kahlua, Bailey's topped with whipped cream, and it's $9.49, and it's very good. It'll wake you up.
Yeah.
It'll wake you up and put you out. But yeah. It's very good. You should try that one time because you love your iced coffee.
Yeah. See, that sounds delish.
That's the one drink that my wife doesn't drink or very rarely. And that was the one thing I was finally able to talk her into trying. And so she's had a couple of those as we've made our way around World Showcase. So the one with Bailey's, it's pretty dang good. So.
Yeah, it is very good. It isn't really strong because Bailey's isn't really super strong. It just, and the Kahlua is not super strong. But the thing that people don't get is, because I used to bartend, the sweet drinks would get you hammered faster a lot of times than the strong drinks, and because of the sugar pumps it through your blood system faster.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of like get a shot of adrenaline, right?
Exactly. Like they would do all those, you know, they were called Purple Hooters at the time. They were fruit drinks and different shots that they would do at the time. And you would see the guys get more messed up doing the Kool-Aid shots and stuff like that than you would when they were just doing a shot of scotch. Or, you know what I'm saying? A shot of whiskey, I mean. You know, just give me a shot of whiskey. They would get more busted up doing these shots because also it's easier to do two or three of them. But, oh, this is nothing. This is nothing. The next thing you know, you're wrecked.
Oh, yeah. It's just like all them fruity drinks and stuff. You the same thing. And you're right. Oh, you start drinking them and you're drinking them. Oh, this tastes like, you know, Hawaiian punch or something. And you suck it down and, you know, you go to stand up a half hour later and you're walking sideways, right?
Absolutely. And then they also have an Island Swizzle iced tea. It's called a seasonal special. It's with tropical fresh fruit flavors, Captain Morgan Spice Rum. It's 12 ounces for $9.49. So they have some really good specialty drinks at the our buddy, the Mickey Dude's Joffrey Coffee's cart. So
yeah,
and their guys are lucky. They get taken care of from Joffrey. So one of these days we will too. We'll have to go over there and get a couple drinks with the guys.
Absolutely.
What's up next, Johnny?
All right, so you're making your way around. You're heading over to Great Britain. Or
and
the
we're
going to
stay here for the day?
Exactly. Pull up a stool. There's a place to pull up a stool at. So, but before you get into the Rose and Crown, there's actually a couple options you could do here. There's a beer stand right by the check-in for the Rose and Crown dining room. And there you can grab a couple of different beers on draft. I think usually they have a cider of some type and then one or two beers. But the best beer they always have here is the Innocent Gun Oak Barrel Aged. I think it's a ale. And it's fantastic. Absolutely love that beer. It's probably it's actually in contention right now for being my favorite at World Showcase. And then on the other side at the Yorkshire Fish Shop, you can get a Bass or a Harp, one of those two. And then, of course, if you go inside the Rose and Crown, they have about 11 different beers on draft and a full bar. So you can get whatever drink you want. And they'll also be happy to make a blend for you between two different beers, like if you want a Black and Tan or a
I'll have Bumblebee. A Harp and a Harp.
There you go. Last time I was there, one of my buddies had a Bumblebee, which is a – I think it was a half Harp and half cider. So there's a variety of blends you can get there and a lot of great options.
Well, yeah, I
discovered the snake bite last time I was in there, which is a half a Harp and half a – I forget what the other one is, but it was very good. You wouldn't think mixed together they'd be good, but they obviously are because they have quite a few on the menu, like you said, John.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, Dan. I'll have to try that one. I usually just get straight up Harp, buddy. The waitress or waiter comes, I'll have a Harp straight up, ice cold glass, please. But if you're outside at that cart John was talking about, they have a Newcastle Brown Ale, which is $7.75. Samuel Smith Pure Brewed Organic Lager, which I've had that. It's very good. If it says lager, Doug has probably tried it. It's $8.25. I know, laugh at me, John, but it's okay. And then the cider you were talking about is the Magner's Pear Cider, which is $8.25. Have you ever tried that, John?
I've tried a couple of the ciders, and actually I think I might have because I think they had it at the Food and Wine Festival, and I think that was the one they had with the pairing over from there, I think. But, yeah, I've tried a pear cider before, and it was pretty tasty.
Okay.
And it's also a great option for the summer because it's a little more refreshing than beer. So.
Yeah. Then they have the Bass Ale Draft. If you ever got, they have that in the Sylvanir Stein. It's $14.25 with the Stein, $9.50 alone. And the Innocent Gun served in a Sylvanir Stein is $15.10.25. Have you gotten any of the Sylvanir Steins?
I've got them all. Got the entire collection.
So do you have the yard of beer that they used to sell?
They actually used to sell, if you sat down inside way back when, you could get a really full yard in the glass and the wooden stand and all that.
Right.
I don't even think they do that anymore.
No.
what they used to sell, or what I actually still have from, I think, the late 90s, early 2000s, was a half a yard, a plastic half yard. And at the time, I bought it, I think it was probably $10, and then it was $5 refills. So, yeah.
You didn't walk many yards after that, did you?
I took that out with us every time we went out to World Showcase. And like I told you last time, my favorite spot was to take my son back to that little maze back there. So I'd get me a $5 bath refill and sit and chase him around the maze. So yeah. many a weekend was spent doing that. So.
John would drink 10 yards while the kid ran 100.
But that's kind of funny.
That'd be about 20 half yards. I don't think so. So.
Thinking back on, you know, how the times have changed, because, you know, I remember first going to Disney World, and that was a big thing. You would see a lot of people just cruising around World Showcase, carrying those. Probably they were the half yards, like you were saying, John. But, you know, and now they got rid of that. And, you know, I probably know why, because, you know, it's probably too much beer to be carrying around and selling for that cheap. So, you know, just little incremental changes. But you don't see that anymore. And it seemed to be a fun thing. And another thing from that beer cart that I know, Doug, will drive you crazy. I happened to be there one St. Patrick's Day, and they do color the beer green, because I remember whatever I got out at that cart was green for St. Patty's Day, which didn't bother me any, but, you know, it doesn't add anything to the beer, as you have pointed out many a time.
No. No. And the question I have, John, and because I'd be interested in one of these – the Sylvanier Steins, now the Bass Ale one and the Innocent Gun one, do they actually have the brand of the beer on there? I wonder if I get a Samuel Smith and they would put it in that Sylvanier Stein.
I think you can buy the Sylvanier Stein without actually buying beer. So I think it's like $6 or something, $7. So yeah, I'm pretty sure you could just buy that and have them pour your beer into it if you really wanted to. So.
Does it say Rose and Crown on it or anything?
Yeah,
or?
It says. I think it says UK, United Kingdom, and it's got a flag, and then I think it says Rose and Crown on the bottom, so, yeah. Or around the other side. So.
Yeah, because it looks like without the beer, I think they're selling it for $4.75 this time, John. The way it looks
that's not
here.
Not at all, then.
No, if you add it to the beer price, the way it's looking like the – maybe I'm wrong here, but the Bass and Ale one is $14.25 with the Stein, $9.50 without. And then the Innocent Gun is $15 with the Stein, $10.25 without. So it's like an extra $5, just say. And I might do that next trip then, because I wouldn't mind having one of their Steins and just put the lager in there for me.
Yeah, it would be a nice collectible for a fairly cheap price. I mean, there's not too many things you can get for $5 at this point.
No, not at all, man. Not at all. And it would be nice to put on the shelf here in the recording studio.
Yes.
Yeah, what let's see, I think, if I'm correct, the UK has one, Germany has one, Norway has one, and I think that's in Canada. That was the four different places you can buy them. And they used to have a different one every year for the Food and Wine Festival. So I've got about five of them through the years of the Food and Wine Festival. And then I think in 2015, for some reason, they stopped making those. And that was like my one collectible I got every year from the Food and Wine Festival. It was frustrating when they stopped.
Well, your wife was probably happy, because then she can get another one of her collectibles.
Exactly. Fit in something else, sir.
So, any other reports in that pavilion?
No, just that this is probably the best option for one of the best options for the serious beer drinker and non-beer drinker, because if you don't like beer, you like mixed drinks, you can get just about anything you want inside that bar. It's a full bar, so.
Yeah, and they have it at the, if you go to the Yorkshire Fish and Chips, you can also get the Steins there, the Sylvanier Steins. And if you get a Bass Ale draft there, Sylvanier Stein, it's only $13.50.
There you go.
And then I could go here. I am so in. I didn't know this. Harp Lager draft in Sylvanier Stein, $13.50. Sold.
How have you not done this before?
On
I have
the
no
list.
Clue. Well, dude, I'm sophisticated. I always go inside and sit down when I eat at the Rosenkranz. I barely ever eat at the – now, all kidding aside, it's just because I've eaten inside probably 90% of the time. And really, I never even think to buy a mug. I should probably just do it with dinner. I could probably do the same thing with dinner. But I've never even thought about it. See how dumb I am?
Yeah, they probably bring one inside the bar or inside the restaurant for you. So.
Yeah, but I'll have to get the Harp. This is sold. Harp Lager. Harp Lager Draft Souvenir Stein, $13.50. So you can also get the Steins at the Yorkshire Fish and Chips. So.
See, and especially where you two drive all the time, you got plenty of room to transport them back home. See, when I come across something like that, I'm always thinking, oh, man, I got to get it packed in a suitcase. Is it going to make it? Is it going to be in one piece when we get it home? But, you know, where you have your vehicles at your disposal, you're good to go.
Absolutely. That's the other reason why. And honest, Dennis, that's one of the other reasons I like to drive, because you know whatever you grab, and one year I decide to play golf or whatever, there's no thinking. I know it's going to fit in the car when it's me and Brenda.
Yep. You know, no, that's one of the advantages, and no doubt about it.
You know, anything you want to grab or do, you see something on the way down, because there's been times, too, where we've literally stopped at the excuse me, guys. That one came out of nowhere. I apologize. there's a outlet stores in Georgia. And we like to stop in them. They're right on the right before you get there, right after you get it through the South Carolina line and all, because there's some really nice restaurants and places to eat. So it's one of our normal stops every single trip. And there's been times where we've gone in there where they've had sneakers buy one get one, and this buy one get. They've had major blowouts. Like one time we went there, they had Nike T-shirts. What was it, $5 for $20 or something, you know, crazy like that, and we end up buying them. And, like, if you didn't drive, you couldn't do anything like that.
No, at 40,000 feet, it's hard to pull over.
Exactly, but what I'm saying is if you went to the Springs and the same thing happened where they had made a big sale or something like that and you wanted to buy it, it makes you think about it all the time.
Yep, you know? No, sure. You wouldn't even think of it as a bottom line.
Plus, we love to stop at that outlet on the way out in Jacksonville. I mean, not in Jacksonville. In what is it? I am losing my mind.
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine. I like to stop in that outlet store where they have the Disney. They have a big Disney store where they sell it wholesale there. And when you pop in there, there's been many times I've popped in there and grabbed. I like to go in there and grab the sweatshirts. Because even if they're older, I could use them for work and stuff like that. And they're made out of such good material. I have Disney sweatshirts that last me 20 years now that are still wearable.
Well, like we were talking off air, you might have the opportunity to get some of those sweatshirts in the near future.
Yeah, I hope so, if he likes me.
Yes.
Next pavilion, Johnny.
Well, Dennis, you know where he stops at. I mean, come on, guys. We're talking about fireworks. He stops at south of the border and loads up before he heads back up to New Jersey. I know where
he is. Man. Ever since I got the Kramer hot dog at Pedro's, I'm never going back there again. Oh,
I don't even like getting off at that exit anymore. I'll go the next – I'll stop right before it or right after it, but
like
I don't get off there.
You feel like you've been bamboozled when you get off at that exit. I still remember me and my beautiful bride, the first trip we went down. And we were completely packed the whole nine yards, and it was cold all the way down. And we hit the end of – right before we got south of the border, it started to get smoking hot. So we pulled in there. We were all excited, and we get in there, and my wife is in a sweatshirt and the whole nine yards. And instead of going through her bags, we said, we'll just get you a T-shirt here. We went in. We got that south of the border T-shirt and all. And even that now I feel – I'm glad we got it because it's memories and all, but – I feel jaded even buying that now. It's like they got me for – they do nothing with that place.
Yeah, it's unique. I'll leave it at that.
But I can still
the marketing
see...
budget they must have, though. Holy cow. Right, I mean, the amount of billboards they put up, for what it is, I never understood how they have such a marketing budget. So.
Well, my point always was if they used all that money that they put on billboards, they'd have Disney World there. They could have put it into the but I still remember me and my beautiful bride. We were in our new Suzu Rodeo. I could still it's weird how certain things in your life you could close your eyes and see it vividly. And I could still see us in that parking lot walking around, getting it back in the truck, getting ready to head on our trip. And there's some real good memories of that stop, but I still remember the Kramer hot dog, and we got her a T-shirt. And they want us to go up in that they want us to go up in that ride that takes you up in that tube up into the tower there. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't.
They're trying to talk
anyways.
Us into that. I was like, I'm going to Disney World. I don't need to be going up in this stupid thing. But no, I mean, and speaking of our good friends, did you see the tweet that our buddy Robbie from Disneyland posted out from out in California?
Which one? He tweets so many things. I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
He tweeted us back the a YouTube video of the Flintstones. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy
I found it for you.
Happy anniversary. He said I made his day by brought back memories of that. So
I did see that one now that you say it.
Yeah, I retweeted that thing. That was funny as heck. Made me want to get on YouTube and watch some Flintstones.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, speaking of Flintstones, do you remember Goggles Paisano? We were talking about him earlier today on the show, racing up and down the expressway. Do you remember that episode?
Of the Flintstones?
Yeah. Him and Barney, Fred drives on the freeway like a maniac, so he decides he's going to become a race car driver to put the kids through college. He gets in his alter ego, so his wife don't know about it. His name is Goggles Paisano. Well, here... They're going to win the race, but the tires wear out. Their little stone tires flake all the way down, so he loses the race. But then they end up getting a sponsor for tires saying, if I'd have used these tires, Goggles Paisano would have won the race. So, but with us talking about the texting and up and down the road, that reminded me. You can see how educated I was as a kid. The Flintstones, man, was my education.
We all saw them all. I mean, I've seen every episode. It didn't come back to me that quickly, that's all.
Yeah, now they talk about shows that jump the shark.
Yeah.
I think that show jumped the shark when the Great Gazoo came in.
Yeah, the little green dude, yeah.
I remember him, yeah.
Even though I watched him, but yeah, that's when they jumped the shark. Next pavilion, John, as I digress to other subjects.
We get past the Flintstones.
Yes.
Yeah, you head up.
Have you ever seen the Jetsons, John?
George.
Daughter Judy, Jane, his wife, his son Elroy. What was the dog's name, guys?
Skip.
No, it wasn't named Skip. It was Skip.
Astro.
Yeah, Astro. Yes. Astro the dog. George. Go ahead, John. Sounded just like him, didn't I?
Yeah, there you go. Head up the bridge. We're heading over to France. I'm sure there's fantastic options here for wine drinkers and mixed drink people that like vodka and stuff like that. Beer selection's a little short. Usually I just skip right over France. But they do have a Cronenberg and then a 1664 Cronenberg wit beer, kind of a wheat beer, which isn't that bad of an option. And both of those are really light and quite refreshing. I mean, if it's the middle of the afternoon, it's hot, and it's not a bad option. I mean, they're not bad beers. They're just not all that exciting. But the one drink that I have tried here that I really enjoyed was the stupid orange slushy thing that people talk about with the Grand Marnier. I guess vodka in it, and that thing is pretty freaking good, and that would sneak up on you. So.
Oh, yeah. Them are awesome. I've had them many a time, and same thing. I kind of went into it like, yeah, I'll get one, but I'm not happy about it, and it was very tasty and pretty strong drink as drinks go in Walt Disney World, so yeah, I highly recommend them myself.
Yeah, it's at the cart, they have it's the Kerr Royal. It's a Bollinger Brut Champagne mixed with a black currant liqueur. That's $15.25. And then you got the orange slush that you guys just talked about. It's a Grand Marnier, rum, Grey Goose, orange, and orange juice.
Yeah.
$10.75. Then they have the citrus slush, which friends of the citrus swirl would probably like this.
Yeah.
It's Grey Goose, citron, vodka, and lemonade. And then they have and that's $10.75 also. And then they have the Legion slush with Grand Marnier and Grey Goose citron shot. That's $17.50. That'll probably knock you on your tail.
Yeah, and those are good. There's always a line there. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it not a line, whether it's food and wine. And I think that's there year-round, isn't it, John? I don't think that's there. Yeah, it is. Okay.
It's all the time there.
I thought so.
Yeah, that's there. And then, you know, something else that we walked past the other time, and I don't think I've ever tried there. Have either of you guys tried the crepes on one of the outside cart over there?
I have not.
Some tell me many moons ago, but I don't remember clearly. I can't remember, John. I'm trying to remember if we did it with my stepmother and my mother-in-law and us tried them when we were there as the whole family, but I didn't. I can't remember the taste of them. If that makes sense to you, something reminds me of doing it, but I'm not 100% sure. But I would like to try it again if I did do it.
Yeah, a couple of restaurants I deliver to are actually French bakeries instead of Italian restaurants, and they'll usually make me up a crepe or something like that. So I'd like to try them just to say I have. It's weird that we never stop at those stands. I mean, we go back into bakery and usually get lobster bisque or a baguette or one of the nice, wonderful desserts they have back there. But I don't think I've ever stopped at those stands except for that one time I tried the orange slushy. That was about it.
No, they're very good. And then they have the Kronenbourg beer here, the same thing for $7. And then they have 9 wine options and a champagne option. So they have your Cabernet, Merlot, Chardonnay, and then names I can't even pronounce. But they're all whites and reds.
Yeah, and you can go inside and you can get little samples. I forget. I know you can do that little wine tour, which France is a part of. But aside from that, if you want to purchase bottles to bring either back to your resort or potentially back home, you can try the different wines inside. And we've done that a couple of times, just tasted different wines. And, you know, they got people there that are real, up to speed on the types of wine, and they'll tell you all about it and why the taste tastes like it does. And you know, you can make a little learning experience out of it if you're into it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they have that wine walk, and I think that's France, Italy, and Germany, and you pay a set price and then you get a certain amount of little sample glasses from every country. That sounds fantastic if you're a wine, or even if you're not or you want to learn about wine. Sounds like a great option to do, you know.
I'd say we need to put a protest out for a beer walk, guys.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
I know. I think Carmen mentioned that wine walk as well. And everybody I hear, I have not done it, the wine walk per se, but they say it's a pretty good value for what you pay and what you get and the amount of different wines you get to try. So it's one of those things that Disney hasn't, jacked up the price yet. It's still reasonably affordable, and it's not a hidden secret or a hidden gem, but it's something that's kind of off the beaten path. And unless you're in the know or happen to learn about it, people are oblivious to it.
No, I would, Carmen, so you guys know, this is Carmen over at Peas and Carrots on YouTube. Check them out. They might have even did a video or a blog on that if you guys want to see it. They might have did something on that and covered that. I think they did, Dan,
You might be right.
But no, I mean, there's so many different things that if you really explore it, you don't even realize Disney does offer. So, I mean, to be a positive day, there are a ton of positive things that you got to dig deep through the surface, as we talked about. There's so many things that we still haven't done that I don't even know about it when little different things pop up like this. I didn't know about the wine walk until I heard about it on another show.
Right. Yeah, and they may or may not be in the, park map or, I mean, I'm sure the information is somewhere. You got to learn about it somewhere, but it's one of those things, read the fine print. While you're dashing to Soaring, you're not really worried about reading some small print on the bottom of the map or on the back page or whatever. So it does, pay off to, maybe ask or talk to the different people in the countries or the cast members, because they'll often tell you about little things like this that, you don't hear about.
Yeah, because me and Brenda on one of our last trips, I can't remember which one, we did a wine tasting in Italy. The girls that were there and gave us a few different samples inside. Know where they sell the wine?
Yep.
Sorry, guys, I sneezed off air.
Okay.
That's what it took to shut me up. Head to the next pavilion. Thank you. See, John loves me, Dan.
Oh.
Next pavilion, Johnny.
And moving along, we're heading over to Morocco. Although this has my favorite quick service restaurant in all of Walt Disney World, Tangerine Cafe. I usually don't even get a beer here. I'm usually still sipping on my Innocent Gun from back at the UK Pavilion. So I'm not a giant fan of beers. They have a couple of different options. They have a Casa beer, and I'm not even sure what other. There's Ephes, I think, E-F-E-S, is one of their options. And they've got a couple at the Tangerine Cafe, and then the side window of the Spice Road table. They actually, I think they have a sizable kind of list of mixed drinks. And Doug, I think you know a little more about those than I do.
No, they have it. They have it. The Moroccan coffee and pastry shop over there. They have some options too. You have they have regular domestic beers. I think you can grab a Bud Light over here too. You know, Bud Light over here, and then they have the imported case of beer, and then they have, you know, tangerine cocktail. They have a strawberry daiquiri and a tangerine daiquiri, and you can also get mimosas over here. So they have some options other than those couple beers you talked about, John.
Yeah, and like John was saying over at the UK Pavilion, that Spice Road Table is a full-service bar as well. I mean, you walk right in the door and it'll hit you right in the face as you walk in. It's a massive bar, and you can get all kinds of mixed drinks. I know, Doug, I think your wife got, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, Sunriser. I'll go over to Sunbreeze or it was something like that.
There you go.
Because you also have, also at the Juice Bar at the Moroccan Pavilion, they have the same daiquiris, but they have a Habibi daiquiri, a Sultan Colada. And they're not bad prices. They're $6.99, a Moroccarita for $6.99, a Tropical Breeze Smoothie, Peach Mango and Banana for $6.99. And then they have the Moroccan Rita with Triple Sec and Vodka in it, a Sultan Colada, which they add the rum to it. Royal Blue Slushy is Vodka, Coconut Rum, and Blue Raspberry for $10.99. The Habib Daiquiri, they add rum to that. A Tropical Breeze Smoothie, they add rum to that with the bananas. And then the Mixed Berry Delight, they add vodka to. Then you have your domestic beer and imported assorted Mediterranean beers over here. And then they have sangria, which I know a lot of people like sangria, especially during when it's hot out. And then wine by the glass and over at the juice bar. Sounds like it should be called the alcohol bar, not the juice bar. And then the Spice Road Table is, I'm getting to that right now. The specialty cocktails are the Watermelon Delight, which is non-alcoholic, but you can get them to add to it because my wife had the Moroccan Sunrise. And they added, it's pineapple juice, strawberry, and orange water. And they added a little bit of juice to it for her. And then they have a Tangler Breeze or Marbella Summer. It's a frozen Tourist Brandy, Grand Gala Liqueur, Strawberry Puree. Mediterranean Journey is a Condru, Peach Vodka, Orange Juice, topped with Grenadine. I can't even say this. Andalusian Nights, Apricot Brandy, Myers Dark Rum, Orange Juice, with Pina Colada mixed. And then a Cypress Sun, which is a frozen almond liqueur, cream de coco, orange juice, and coconut milk. That sounds like it's up your alley, Den, because that sounds like an iced coffee.
Similar.
Yeah. And then they have your assorted Mediterranean beers, which is a Casa beer. The Mythos, which I like, is from Greece. The Efes from Turkey. Estrella Dam from Spain. And Almeza from Lebanon. And they're all $6.99, which I really like the Mythos. What about you, John?
I think I've tried the Efes one before from Turkey, and I've tried the Casa beer. The Casa beer is you can find it in a whole lot of different places, especially over at Animal Kingdom, Animal Kingdom Lodge. They have that quite readily available everywhere. So, and I know I've tried that one a couple of times. That one's definitely on par with like Bud Light and stuff like that. It's very light and you know, refreshing. Sometimes that's all you're looking for in a good beer. So I don't think I've tried the other two though. So I may have to give that Mythos a try, especially at $6.99. That's actually a pretty cheap price point to give a beer a try at Disney. So
yeah, that Mythos beer, I enjoyed it, and I had two of them with my last visit to Spice Road. I even had my picture taken with the lovely waitress. Yeah, we had a great time in there. And I recommend that to everybody. It's a wonderful restaurant. I highly recommend heading in there.
Absolutely.
Next pavilion, Johnny.
All right. I'm a little shaky. Are we heading over to Italy, right?
Yes, right, dear.
Okay. You need another beer, or you'll be all right?
maybe I do need another one. It's a little early for that today. But, yeah, heading into Italy.
And I'm already waiting. I got three Peroni set up for us, guys.
There you go.
Thanks.
Your beer options here are probably going to be a Peroni, and then they're going to have a Moretti Lager and a Moretti La Rosa. Yeah, Moretti La Rosa.
I like the Morettis myself. I like Moretti and Peroni. I know you probably don't.
Well, Peroni's okay. I like Moretti a little better than Peroni in that La Rosa is actually really good. That's a double, or a doppel. Yeah, doppel. And it's got some nice caramel sweet notes to it, but with a nice finish. Yeah, I really enjoy that beer. I think Italy does a better job than France when it comes to making beer. For, you know, if you're talking about wine countries instead of beer countries, I think Italy does a much better job with their beer. So yeah, there's quite a few nice options here, but I really like that La Rosa. It's really good. So.
Yeah, the Italian gelato kiosk, if you don't want just gelato, because I've gotten my Peronis here a few times. They don't have them on the menu now, but they have, and I've also gotten a Moretti there, but they had the Moretti and they had the La Rosa, and they're both only $7, which, like you were saying, John, at that price point is not too bad.
Yeah, especially for Disney.
So. No, and then they have Italian sangrias, a Bellini. The Paresso is a semi-sweet, sparkling, light body, a Pinot Grigio. And then they also have the Italian margarita, which is a frozen blend of limoncello, liqueur, and tequila for $10. So
that sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're talking about. You don't need food and wine to have fun around World Showcase, man.
Nope.
There's all these hidden gems. I mean, I'm reading some of the food. I'm starving right now. So what's your favorite there, the La Rosa?
Yeah, the Moretti La Rosa. I really enjoy that one. It's actually a very, very good beer for, like I said, coming from a country that's not exactly known for its beer, so. I know Italy has, again, with that wine walk, there's a lot of options here to taste different wines. And like we were talking about in France, probably get them shipped back to your room or even back to your home if you want to.
Oh, and you could head up going in where I want to go. I promised myself my butt's going to see a stool here is in Tutto Gusto, the wine cellar. I mean, I will be on a stool in that restaurant, I mean, in that little wine cellar this trip. Because there's a lot of options in here. I want to go in there and maybe grab some small plates because that's what this trip's about. Trying a variety instead of, you know, sitting down to, you know, a couple dinners. I want to do more variety this trip. And if you look at the small plates, they really look good. And then there's a lot of wine options in here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, you'll be able to sample some. I think they do offer a sampler, right? Or a...
flight. And then they also have, John, I don't know if you know this, is if you go into Tutto Gusto's, the wine cellar, they have the Moretti in there. You could do a pitcher for 30 or a draft for 10. So we can go in and get a pitcher, guys. They had the La Rosa draft for 12. Then they have Florida Craft Beer Pitcher for 30 and draft 10. They have Estella for 11. The Yingling is in there. So they have Sam Adams. Then they have the Beer Flight, choice of any four for $18.
So. That's not bad. That's not bad. I don't know if I'd go in there and get a flight of Sam Adams and Yingling, but hey, you know. So.
But you could do the, you know, I mean, you could do, if you're not a beer connoisseur like you, John, say you're 21, 22, and you're just starting out, you could go in here and try the Moretti, the La Rosa, the Florida Craft, and then add a Stella or a Yingling to it. And, you know, maybe you haven't had a Sam Adams yet, John. Don't assume everybody has had every beer like you have. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, well, I'm just saying you're in Italy. I mean, why wouldn't you try the Italian beers instead? I mean, you can go next door to America or down the street to America and get your Sam Adams. So.
But a beer flight for $18 is not a bad deal, is my point. You get, get two Moretti's and two La Rosa's then, and you could do up the whole Italy pavilion.
There you go.
See how he starts trouble, everybody? Boy, go to the next pavilion, Johnny.
All right, moving along. So we're heading over to Japan. And my favorite here is like I've said it several times, it's certainly not the best beer in all of Epcot, but it is the coldest. It's the Frozen Kirin. You can get it in two spots. You can get it at the little Kabuki Cafe where they have the yakigori shaved ice, or you can get it little stand that's right across the way from the big giant department store. They have them in both places, and I think the Kirin itself is like $7.25. If you get the frozen topping on top of it, it's like 50 extra cents. So you might as well do that. Have an original something that you can only find in Epcot, and actually in Japan, I think, are the only two places where they actually serve this silly beer. So I really like that.
Let me ask the stupid question. Have you ever tried the Karen Light in a bottle?
I don't think so.
Because it says light behind it. But the Karen Draft Beer is 8. The Karen Frozen is 8.25. The Karen Light is 6.25. They have Asahi. Have you tried that?
No. Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, I have tried that. It's been a while, but yeah, I've tried that one before, too. They should have a black one in there, too, now.
Sapporo, they have a Sapporo. That's $12 for the bottle. That must be pretty potent. And then they have the Asahi, $7. And then they have something here I really want to try that I'm reading this now, and I don't know if you guys have ever tried this. Have you ever tried the Sake Mist?
Not me.
John?
A couple of years ago when we stayed at Boardwalk and I knew I didn't have to drive anywhere or even walk that far, I decided I was going to try some of these drinks around here. And I did try sake, but I tried it in the, the stand in the back, the sake bar.
Okay.
I think I'm better sticking off to beer.
So. Okay. Yeah, I've had sake. It's rocked my world a few times. But this is the alcoholic shaved ice, blood orange, blackberry, and coconut pineapple. That sounds pretty good. It's only $9. I might have to sake it up on the next trip. So where were you headed, Johnny? I'm sorry.
Like you hear, I'd get the frozen Kirin and stuff like that. What do you think? What do you guys think in Japan? Is there option here that you prefer other than that sake one?
No,
I'd go for the Gatorade myself. I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me, and it isn't a country I would get beer in. But that's me.
Yeah, I like the sake. I like that Kirin. John actually bought me one of them on our last trip. He bought me one of those frozen Kirins, and I enjoyed it. It was good. I mean, it's not going to be a go-to every trip, but I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it more than I did that original LaFin. So I got to get it. It was good. I enjoyed that. And then if you go over to, because they also have the alcoholic beverages at Garden House, you can get the Kirin frozen and all there in the same lights. But they also have a wine list with the sake. They have a Toji's selection, a Jumai, and all these, Nigori, Sake hot or cold, sparkling sake, and then they have plum wine, which I enjoy plum wine. Either you guys like plum wine?
No, I don't think I've ever tried it.
Never heard of it.
It's pretty good. It's good. I enjoyed it. I've had it. We've gone out to dinner with friends of ours. They have the local Japanese restaurants, and they have BYOB. And my buddy Paul, when he goes, he has to bring the sake and the plum wine because it makes him feel like he's a part of it. You know, he has to bring all the traditional Japanese drinks, and he ends up making us join in, partake with him, as you like to say, Dan, and it's pretty good.
Now, let me ask a stupid question. Does it taste like plum?
It does. It has a nice taste to it. It kind of reminds me, in my opinion, too, that the wine I tell you I like now, I can't even think
Moscato.
Of it.
Moscato.
The Moscato, yeah, the Moscato. It has that kind of the fruity flavor to it. I enjoy it. It's very good, Dan. I think you would like
it. Okay, yeah, I'll give it a shot now that I know it exists.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, plum wine, try it.
All right.
Next pavilion, Johnny.
All right, moving along. We're heading over to America, which is in contention for probably having the best beer options in all of Epcot, especially with the when the Block and Hands little kiosk is open. If you're heading over to America from Japan, it's sitting right there, right on the other side of the funnel cake cart. And they have 4 to 5 different rotating craft beers from across the country in there. I know a lot of times the Hopsecutioner is there. They'll have I think it's called Honor Bound, which is a beer brewed and that they give a certain percentage back to Wounded Warriors Project. So that's always a great one to grab just to help support our wounded warriors. I think right now they actually have, drum roll please, a Victory Golden Monkey in there. So yeah, that's a great place to grab one of those and sit back and on the benches and just enjoy being in America for a little bit. But that's one even a little more than the Le Fin du Monde. If you're going to grab that Golden Monkey, be aware that will sneak up on you and bite you in the butt if you're not careful.
I've had the Anchor Brewing Myers Lemon Lager, and that's not too bad. again, lager is a symbol here or a trend. Have you ever had the lemon lager, the Anchor Brewing Myers lemon lager?
I'm not a giant lemon fan, so I usually try to stay away from anything with lemon in it. So
it wasn't too bad. Again, I'm not going over there. And I seen the Coppertail Brewing Free Drive IPA. Have you ever had that?
Yeah. Actually, Coppertail is a brewery from down here in Tampa, and they have quite a few different good quality beers. So it's nice to see them actually with something offering from the state of Florida there too. So that's great.
And I know you said you've had the MIA, and have you had the Founders Porter?
Yes, yep, that's another good option. I like a good porter. It's a little lighter than a stout, so a little more refreshing on a day. But it's still in the summer. It's any of those that are darker are hard to look at and decide you want to drink on a hot summer afternoon. But that's a great one for the fall.
Yeah. So. Now you could also head over to the Fife and Drum, and Tavern, and they have some good options too. Which I have you ever had the Not Your Father's Hard Root Beer?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Did you like it, John?
I absolutely hated it.
Okay.
Then they have tasted like cough medicine to me. It was horrible. Yeah. But that's only my opinion. So I mean, but
and then they have the Henry's Hard Orange Soda for $9.50, Hard Root Beer Float, Hard Orange Float, Frozen Red Stag Lemonade. It's frozen lemonade made with Red Stag Black Cherry Bourbon. That's a must try. I haven't had that yet. Have you?
No, that doesn't sound bad, though.
No, it don't. $11. That's a shareable one. Me and Brenda might be doing some frozen lemonade with cherry bourbon. That sounds really good for $11. And then the beers here is the Motor Works Lavender Ale, $9.50. They have a Bud Light, which they have to have Bud Light somewhere in America. And then they also have the Yingling for $8.50, which I've gotten a few Yinglings at this cart. So there's plenty of option at the American Pavilion.
If you can't find something you like there, you're not trying too hard.
No.
Usually they have a Sam Adams seasonal and either there or inside the Liberty Inn, which is about the only reason you have to even go into Liberty Inn. But yeah, usually you can find the Sam Adams seasonal there, either the springtime one, the summer one, or whatever it might be. And those are always good too. So.
And I know during the festivals they change the beers out, they rotate them. You know, you're able to get. I know quite a bit. They a lot of beers from down in Tampa, down your way. I know show up there regularly, and yeah, they got a good array of craft beers in that whole pavilion.
Yeah, plus they also have our buddies over at the Mickey Dudes, they have the Joffrey Coffees card here, which I know Pat has never visited this Joffrey stand for sure.
That's right.
He's probably never even been to the American Pavilion stand, but Joffrey's Coffees, they do have a bunch of options here. So you have a lot of alcoholic options over at the American Pavilion.
Yeah, there's quite a few choices and good choices too. So,
next pavilion, Johnny.
All right, moving along, we're heading over to the best option and one of the best options.
He keeps saying it, best option. Yeah, whenever his glass is empty, he's headed over here.
Yeah, so we're heading to Germany, and there's quite a few good options, and it really depends on what you're in the mood for, what I would prefer at the given time. My go-to usually in the summertime is Schaffenhofer, which is going to be that Shandy beer. It's a Hefeweizen blended. It's almost 50% Hefeweizen beer blended with 50% grapefruit juice. So it's a very, very light, but very refreshing beer. This is one that you could, and it because of that blend, it makes that alcohol content only about 2.75 or something. So if you were looking to take a break, have something a little lighter after that 9%, 9.5 ABV from Victory Brewing, this is a good one to get right after that. It'll help balance it out a little bit.
I'm not a big grapefruit fan, so that's why I stay away.
So you wouldn't like it.
No.
You have to like grapefruit juice if you're going to like this.
Dan, you a grapefruit fan?
Not my beer.
No. I mean, I just made fish tacos and had grapefruit in it, but I don't – I'm not – like, but it has to be drowned out from other things. I wouldn't like it because of the grapefruit. I've only had the – to be honest with you, at this pavilion, I've only had the – I think it was the Lugwe Weissenbier. The conic?
Yeah.
I think I've had that.
Yeah, I've tried probably everything in here at least once, but I really like the Schaffenhofer, especially in the summertime. But going, if you, you know, I mean, that's available at every stand. There's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 different beer places you can grab beer in Germany, at least, not including Beer Garden. There's a stand up front. There's a stand by the store on the right-hand side. You can go back to Summerfest, where they're going to have the Frankfurter and the Bratwurst and a pretzel if you need to balance out your belly after drinking all these beers. And then even over in the Weinkeller, where you can continue that wine walk if you're into wine, they have 3 or 4 different options of beer in there, too. So they have a couple of different – there's usually an Oktoberfest at Summerfest, which is – always good. That's an Altenmünster Oktoberfest. And
which one of these is most like a lager?
It would have been the Hefeweizen, the one with the grapefruit juice in it, is probably the lightest. No. But yeah.
I think it was the Weizenbier that I did like. I did enjoy that.
That would probably be the best option for you.
I had that with dinner.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you go back to Beer Garden, that is still the best option for actually vast quantities of beer at a decent price. You can get a full liter. I think it was still at $13.75 or something like that last time I was in there. So that's a great option for sitting down and watching a show and getting your stomach full at the same time. So I highly recommend Beer Garden.
And at the Summerfest cart, you can also get a Jägermeister shot for $9 and a Barn Jäger honey and bourbon shot for $10. I think I'm staying away from either one. But
yeah, I agree with
that. Sounds like trouble.
So what your favorite there, John, was?
Definitely the Schaffenhofer or either the Dunkel.
Anyone that's in your hand at the time, apparently.
it's fun.
He keeps going back and forth. Like, I love John, but I do like Terry. I love Sandy. My 4 kids, I don't know which one I love the most. Whatever one is sitting next to Daddy is basically what it is with you with these beers.
Yeah, it's funny we used to go to back when my son was so young, we spent a lot of time walking around World Showcase with him in a stroller. And this was a place where Germany did at one time, they had Beck's and Beck's Light. And that was the only option they had there. So 18, 19 years ago, that was the two options you had in Germany, was Beck's or Beck's Light. And it's funny that finally they've really kicked themselves in the butt and got so many different options at Germany, especially. I mean, it only makes sense because of all the great beers that Germany does make. So
yeah, I'd probably grab myself a Beck's.
I don't even think they serve it anymore.
I'm kidding with you. And now, have you guys, before you head to the next pavilion, have you ever head over to the African Outpost and got any specialty drinks?
No, not me.
I tried there's an elephant something.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. That's another one I want to grab. They have the frozen elephant. This is right up my alley. And I think I might have had this before because I'm a Coca-Cola nut. As a matter of fact, I know I did. The Euros down there with my brother. But it's frozen Coca-Cola with an Amarula cream liqueur for $11. And it's very refreshing. It's like a slushy almost. It is a slushy with some cream liqueur in it. Then you got a Mango Star, which is a mango puree with Star African rum. Ace Pineapple Hard Cider for $10. And then they have, we don't need this, the Cocoa or the Outpost Lemonade. But then they have did you ever have the Old Elephant Foot IPA, John?
Yeah, I've had that. Actually, I've had that there. And that's another one they serve quite a few places at Animal Kingdom. So, yeah, that's a really good, solid IPA option. So, if you're looking for beer before you head over to China, that's a good option to grab. So.
And then they have the Bud Light, and then they also have what they sell at GECO, the Safari Amber, which I've had a few times.
That one's all over Animal Kingdom also. So.
Yeah, how do you like that?
It's okay. It's a Budweiser product, so there's nothing real special about it, but it's pretty good.
If it didn't say Budweiser on it, then he'd love it. But he's just one of these beer yuppies that if it has any of the normal names on it, he can't enjoy it.
If it's brewed by Macro Brand, it's harder.
If it was made by anybody else than Budweiser, he would love it. Next pavilion, Johnny.
All right, so we're heading to China. There's a couple
Joy
of different
of tea,
beer
guys. Joy of tea.
Which is actually, I'm going to skip the beer on in China, and I'm heading over to the Joy of Tea and getting the Tipsy Ducks in Love, which is going to be a iced coffee with bourbon, and topped with whipped cream. And I think there's one more thing they put in it, but that one was fantastic. It was the best mixed drink I think I've ever had in World Showcase, and it was I think $10.50 or something like that, but it was fantastic. So highly recommend the Tipsy Ducks in Love from the Joy of Tea.
Yeah, it's $8.95, John.
Okay, even better. So.
Yep. Then they have a mango gingerita with vodka and light rum for $8.95, a Canto Loopy with vodka and cantaloupe juice, and then a peach schnapps, which is, you don't need to say anything else. It's peach schnapps and vodka. and then you have you ever had the Tsingtao beer?
Yeah.
You
don't
like
it? I've tried Tsingtao. It's okay. It's there's nothing real special about it, but it's real light.
Well,
so,
if I was here, I would get the Tsingtao beer, and I would get myself a Lucky Combo, which is a curry pocket with your choice of two egg rolls, a soft drink, and an ice cream. Now, I could add my beer to that and still not spend $20, guys. Is that amazing or what?
What a bargain.
The Joy of Tea in the China Pavilion. You must go.
You know, Doug, if you want to get something unique, something silly for
I got
beer,
Dennis head, already. Oh, okay, go ahead. You were saying beer.
Head back. Head to the back of this pavilion, and they'll on ice they'll have the Tsingtao, obviously ice cold. But sitting next to it, they also have a beer called the Lucky Buddha, and it's going to be in a glass bottle in the shape of a Buddha. So it's a nice handy souvenir. And if you ask kindly, they will pour your beer out and then wrap that glass bottle up for you, put it in a box, and allow you to take it with you. So
that's pretty cool.
They won't. Yeah, he won't allow you to drink the beer in it, obviously. You can't tote glass around World Showcase, but they will wrap it up. But just be nice to the cast member, and they'll usually do it for you. So,
what
yeah,
am I not nice? I'm only nice. I'm always nice. I'm only not nice when I'm told not to be nice. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, they also sell the plum wine back here, Dan, for $4.99.
Okay.
You can get that that Lotus Blossom Cafe.
Yep.
You can grab yourself a plum wine back there for $4.99. They also sell Budweiser draft, not Bud Light. This is the first time I've seen regular Budweiser on draft anywhere. It's usually always Bud Light. So they have Budweiser, the Tsingtao, and then they have Yuengling draft. And they're all the Budweiser and the Yuengling is only $6.25. So it's not a bad deal either.
No. One of the cheaper price points for
the China Pavilion, man. Save money. If you're on a budget, go to China. Food and drink is good.
Well, it sounds like actually China and Morocco actually have the best priced beers if you're just looking for, you know, to do it on a budget. Actually, would probably be your best options, right?
Absolutely. Next pavilion, Johnny.
All right. So, Norway.
Arendelle?
They have, I'm sorry?
Arendelle?
Yeah, you're right. Arendelle. So, if you head into the bakery, they're going to have a Carlsberg, which is. Carlsberg is basically the.
I don't want to cut you off, but there's just something wrong about like I never think of alcohol being served in a bakery. You know what I'm saying? Only in Disney.
Yeah.
Like I don't go to my local bakery. You should see the beer we got on tap today.
Yeah, it's an odd pairing.
It is. It just I don't think of alcohol when I'm thinking of school bread.
Yeah, they call that a bakery, but it's actually more of a deli almost like because although they do have the fresh bread and everything, I mean, they do make a lot of choice sandwiches and stuff. So
exactly. I mean, it does throw you off. It's like, I'm going to get me some school bread. I'm going to get a Viking. I mean, just don't seem to go there. Good, Johnny. I'm sorry.
But there they have the Carlsberg, which is commonly referred to as the Budweiser of Europe. So it's an okay beer, but there's nothing really unique or adventurous about it. But if you head out next door to the bakery, to the little beer stand, they have a couple of different Einstock beers, which aren't Norwegian or from Arendelle. They're actually from Iceland. But they're both really good. There's a toasted porter, and then there's the Icelandic ale, and I like both of them. They're really, really, the one is a nice darker beer, the toasted porter. That's good for the fall or when it's a little cooler out. But the ale is a great beer for the summer. It's got just a hint of citrus in it and stuff like that, and it's nice and refreshing. So really enjoy that beer. But I would just skip over the Carlsberg. But there is something else inside the bakery, and I think you want to talk about that one, so that you could choose.
Yeah, what's it called? It's just a Viking shot? Is it having what
Viking
is it?
Challenge? I think the is Viking what Dave challenge. Referred it to.
Yeah.
As, yeah.
And what's the whole content of that? You've heard him say it many a time. Do you know the exact story of it?
All right. Well, according to him, I've never done this. I've never actually seen anybody
do no.
It. But there's a shot of liquor that you can get inside the bakery, which is even more than you said a beer in the bakery. How about liquor in a bakery?
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't remember what the shot is, but you it's supposed to be extremely strong and extremely what? Pungent or hard to hard
very
to stomach.
Unpleasant going down.
Yeah, and so they give you the shot. The cast members kind of stand around and wait for you, and if you can go, I think it said 8 to 10 seconds without making a face or doing any eye twitch or anything like that, then you're an honorary Viking, and they do a little presentation for you and stuff like that. So it sounds like something silly that's kind of made up just specifically to get people to buy more alcohol, but it sounds fun.
Oh yeah,
so it sounds
a good
like
time.
Something that we have to do. So
yeah, it doesn't take very long. I have never done it personally, but I've seen people do it, and you actually do it while you're in the line to get cashed out. So it literally takes 10 or 15 seconds, and it's fun to just people watch and see people doing it, and usually they make faces because it's pretty nasty, and everyone gets a laugh and then they move on. But yeah, you should look for it if you're in the Kringle Bakery line.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I think it's the Lanai Equivet Glacier Shot, and if you drink that, you're a Viking. It's $9.75 for that shot. But they also have here, Dad, I'm surprised you haven't tried this, Viking Coffee. Flavor with Kimura coffee liqueur and Bailey's Irish cream for $10.25. I want to get you coffee drunk before this trip's over.
Yeah, that sounds more like it. And they actually, with that shot game there, they have a set of Viking horns that you can put on and get a photo op too. So that's all part of it as well.
Well, you have no problem putting the horns on after you do the shot. You're like, yeah, put them on me. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then they also have a Bailey's in coffee, then, is flavor with Bailey's Irish cream for $9. And then they have here, it's like, it was Brenda, my wife, her favorite wine is White Zinfandel. So they do specifically sell White Zinfandel here, Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon. And all three glasses are $8. So it's nice that they just have regular White Zinfandel here. So
if you
want White Zinfandel, that's where you can find White Zinfandel in Norway in the Kringle Bakery.
It's the first we've heard of it in this whole show. I don't believe we've talked about that variety of wine anywhere else.
Yeah, it's where you can get White Zinf. And like I said, I know because Bren likes, that's her favorite wine. That's her go-to wine, specifically Barringer's White Zinfandel. So next pavilion, La Mexico.
Yep, ending up in Mexico, and they got rid of my favorite right here. It used to be the silly frozen margarita stand right there as you walked into Mexico, and I know you can get frozen margaritas a couple other places. You can get them at the La Cantina de San Angel, but I don't know. There was something unique about stopping at that stand right there, and it was easy to walk in, walk out with it, and stuff like that. So I missed that stand, and I hope they're building another one.
But, it was always open. I think they're going to end up selling them because they have all that room over by the restaurants there on the water there. They should just start serving them right over there on that corner instead of having it in the back, because I think there's more open space between on that whole area to sell them than it is in the back where it was. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're probably right. There, that promenade gets so packed there. I guess people taking pictures of the pyramid and stuff. I don't know. That's just one of the few bottlenecks at Epcot is that area in front of Mexico.
So I think if they took it before, if you're coming clockwise, if you're coming from World Showcase and you actually go clockwise, go left and head to Mexico, right as you're passing what's the Odyssey Pavilion there?
Yeah.
Right before you get to Mexico, they should just put a margarita stand right in there. It would be a lot easier than where it was in the back, in my opinion. Right next to the restaurants.
And it's so popular. I mean, I everybody I talk to, people that don't drink margaritas regularly generally don't mind them down at Epcot. spot and getting one from the stand there. So I'm surprised they haven't put one in somewhere else, because it is a very popular destination for a lot of people when they're drinking around the world or just want a nice cold drink on a hot summer Florida day.
Now, have you ever had the Dos Equis lager beer?
Dos Equis?
Dos Equis. Yes. I'd call it Dos Equis. Dos Equis. See, you drink it more than me. But I've had this quite a few times with dinner at the St. Angelo's Inn. I actually enjoy it. I don't think it's a bad beer.
No, I like Dos Equis quite a lot, actually. But part of the reason that I have a hard time buying it at Epcot, I mean, we have a really good Mexican restaurant in town, and I can get a 32-ounce draft of ice-cold Dos Equis for $3.75. So it's hard.
It's head hurts pulling the wallet out for that one. Then.
See, with me, again, I know I yell and scream and all, but the $9.75 and the atmosphere, sitting there watching the boats go by, the whole pavilion, I understand. Again, I argue on one side. I understand why it's $9.75 in that pavilion, because it cost a lot to keep the lights on in that pavilion, because they're on all day and night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they have to light that pavilion all the time.
And you got to pay the mariachi band too.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's the whole experience.
Right. Right.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I enjoy Mexican beer. I like Corona. I like Modelo. I like Dos Equis. But I think the primary focus of this probably the pavilion is probably La Cava de la Tequila, and I've had one margarita from there, and it was okay. It's just it was another thing where I tried and I went, yeah, I like beer better. So, but you know, so
yeah, me and Brenda were going over the other day, like, I want to try the Maelstrom just out of respect for the ride, but when you start telling me the rim is lined with chili powder, I don't even like, who wants to have a rim lined with chili powder?
See, that's
your
the one I tried,
gonna,
so I don't know. So.
Your lips are going to be burning the rest of the night.
How bad was that chili powder on there, John?
It was pretty friggin' spicy.
Exactly. So, how do you enjoy the drink when all you're tasting is that heat? Plus, it has the habanero peppers in it. It's like punishing you that the ride closed. You'd think they'd be giving you something to soothe you. Here's burning you up. It's like, here, add a little bit more pain to the closing of the ride.
Yeah, for the first one I tried, I probably should have tried something a little less adventurous. So that might have just turned me off of the
You know, they have some extreme ones like that, but they also have like avocado ones. And
yeah, that's the one that everybody says is really good. I've never had it, but it sounds really good, Dennis, the avocado margarita.
Yeah, I mean, and that whole experience in La Cava is just awesome. I mean, we all know how difficult it is to even get a seat in there, and, you know, that's part of the problem. It's so popular that it's, you know, sometimes you got to wait in excess of an hour just to queue up to get in there, and, you know, like we always say, it's probably not worth it if you got other things to do. But if you can get in there at a time when it's not too busy, you should do it. It is a very small, quaint place, but they do have a great assortment of, you know, margaritas and, you know, small plates of, you know, bar type food. And
all kind of tequila flights. You can get, you know, there's four or five different the premium tequila flight is $54, which you'd have to be sharing that one if you ask me. The La Cava del Tequila flight is $23. You get three different, and then you got a different. You know, I mean, there's 20 different margaritas: the cucumber, the jalapeno, the blood orange. They all range from like $13 to $15. You know, $14.50, and then the most expensive one is the Dragon's Top Shelf. Tequila Queso Dragon Blanco, Taurus Orange Liquor, Agave Nectar, and freshly squeezed lime juice on the rocks with Black Ant Salt Rim for $20.50. So now you're going to put Black Ants on my rim.
Yikes.
Yeah,
and as we remember when we had our good friend Hilda on the show a while back, I mean, they have the program where you can get your, after so many drinks you accumulate, you can get your own glass that you can use every time you go in there. I think it's after you get 20 or 25, I believe. It's been a while since we've had Hilda on, but it is a unique little, program they have for the drinks there in La Cava.
Yeah, they have Mexican sangria in here. You can get all different kind of spirits. I mean, then they have the Dos Equis in here, John, the 20-ounce draft for $8.75.
No, that's not bad.
And then you get a Strongbow apple cider. Have any of you ever tried that?
Nope.
That's $6.50. So, I mean, you got Dennis. Speaking of the coffee, they have a coffee Manzel margarita, a blend of mixed Manzel zucchini coffee ice cream. I mean, and coffee ice cream served frozen for $14.50. You'd probably like that, then.
Yeah, and I'm going to be drunk and I'm up for days. I won't be able to sleep.
Exactly.
wide awake drunk.
Yeah.
The hibiscus margarita. They have, I mean, you name it. You go into La Cava Tequila, you could spend a day and get drug out of there by night.
And you won't know if it's day or night because when you get outside, it's dark anyways, right? When you're in the pavilion there.
Yep, and they keep saying the margarita stand is closed for refurbishment. That damn thing's been closed a long time on refurbishment.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything else you want to say about the Mexican Pavilion, John?
No, I think that's about it. I enjoy the beers here. It's just that they're commonly available just about everybody, so everywhere. So you're not going to find anything out of the realm. If you are not an adventurous beer drinker, this is a great place to get some of the beers that you're a little more familiar with. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So.
And then outside at the, the La Hacienda San Angelo is a Mexican movie, the dinner. You can also here you can get you can also get your Corona if you're looking for one. They have bottled beer Tecate, Dos Equis Amber, and Corona or Negro Modelo for $6.50, which ain't bad for a bottle of beer, $6.50.
No, not in Disney World, it's not.
No, have you ever had the Bohemian beer, John?
No, I haven't tried the Bohemian, but I have tried the Negro Modelo, and that's actually a really good one. That's the one I didn't know they actually had that. It's a shame I couldn't get it. Can't get it anywhere else. That's only at the sit-down restaurant outside, right?
Yeah, it's at the La Hacienda de San Angelo, which ain't bad though. $6.50 for a bottle of beer, I'm in.
Yeah, that's actually a really good beer too. So.
Yeah, and then like I said, they had the Bohemian Draft 20-ounce for $8.75, and then they have the Dos Equis for $8.75, which ain't bad for a 20-ounce beer.
No,
but we're hammered now and. We need to all call an Uber.
And I'm on a caffeine high.
Yes, you are.
You call the Uber. I'm going back to the boardwalk. I'm right over there. So.
Did you guys ever see Weird Science?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Dennis is the guy in the back seat. Lisa, give me the keys. Let me drive, Lisa. Lisa, let me drive. He's all pumped up. Me and you're out cold, John, and Dennis is all on a caffeine high here for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to the American Gardens Theater to watch a band play or something.
Yeah, give me the keys, Lisa. Let me drive. Give me the keys. But anyway, this has been a lot of fun. We want to wish everybody a safe and happy 4th of July. And if you do have a few too many, don't drive home. Let somebody else drive you or call an Uber. I know Uber's going to make a lot of money today. They probably made a lot of money this weekend.
So, and they should.
I think so.
Absolutely. But this has been a lot of fun. Tip your bartenders and waitresses. We always do here at the pub because we're the bartenders and the waitresses. So we tip well. But please, everybody, be kind to one another. Have a safe rest of your 4th of July. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye if you want to find – bye-bye from the pub. If you want to find John, you can find him at the Weekly Pint, or you can find him at Beer Solo. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us all at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. And please head over to see our buddy Bob at our website. It's all in WDW. You can find him at that address on Twitter and online. Everybody be safe. Have a great week, and bye-bye.
Bye, and happy I'm a Yankee folks. Doodle Dandy.
Dennis is drunk. Bye-bye.
There you go.
my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day with this faith.
40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. Four forward, drifting to the right a little. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. That's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.